Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today. That is Tuesday, the 29th of March, post-Easter. Is it still Easter? How many fucking Easter? When is it? You know? These bloody Easters. Pick a fucking day. Changes every... When's Easter this year? If you could fuck around with it that much, I'd be like, do you know when it is? Today, because I fancy fucking week off. Eat my asshole, how about that? Huh? Good start to this podcast, or should I say sofa cast. Normally I do this in the office, but I've left it very late today, because sure wasn't I hungover as fuck this morning, and I was like, there's no fucking way I'm getting up, there's no way I'm getting up to do a podcast. I would be doing it a disservice by trying to chat, you know, with a hangover, so instead I'm doing it now. Which is 6 o'clock on the Tuesday, and I feel, you know, it's better to do it in the morning, you know what I mean? More energy, all that shit. Do it now, shortly after your dinner. You're like, well, if I'm, I'll give you 15 minutes, and then that's it. You know? Fuck it. Anyway, let me plug some things. What have I got here? I'll just plug it quickly, fuck it. Here's the gigs coming up. This Friday, apparently I'm in Warren Point. Okay? Just past Newry there. It's in a castle. I'll post about it on Instagram. You can go look at the poster. It's a blue poster. And it's got information about you go to the castle or some shit. You know, you get tickets. And I'm on it. Dave Elliott's on it. Kieran Bartlett's on it. Is that my fucking phone? Shut up! Yeah, and that's Friday the 1st, okay? The 2nd... It's Saturday the 2nd of April. Gonna be at the Book Reserve Belfast, which is on the Lisburn Road. It's actually above a cafe called the Thinking Cup. We've done it a couple of times now, the Cocktail Comedy Club. You pay 12 quid in, you bring your own fucking booze. You can either drink your own booze or you can bring like spirits. They'll mix you a virgin cocktail. It hasn't been fucked yet. And yeah, that's it. It's comedy. You get drunk. Paddy McDonald's doing it. Fucking I'm doing it. Fucking... Some other, who else is doing it? I can't even fucking remember. Rebecca McCluskey. Someone else. Who's the other person? Let me look at this phone. If it's not interfering with the bloody thing here. Let me fucking look at my phone in the fucking podcast. Where is it? Shane Todd. How could I possibly forget? So there you go. That's the dates. 1st, 2nd. Warm Point Book Reserve. The 6th. Is of course the almighty Lavery's Comedy Club. We're doing the General Banter Live podcast again because people keep asking when's the next one, so I have to go ahead and organise one. So it's 6th, Wednesday the 6th of April, Lavery's Comedy Club, the General Banter Live podcast plus stand-up support. How about that shit? And of course the other plugs. Follow me on Snapchat. I'm getting big into it now, you know, getting into the Snapchat. Like some sort of dad who you've bought an iPhone for, who initially resisted it And then he turns around and he's like, all right, found some fucking job, isn't it? Why? Oh, I was watching porn, taking a shit all day, well done. So, that's the deal. Also, if you missed it last time, go on to youtube.com/Gedzilla and watch my vlog that I made of all the lads, the whole General Banter crew. Me, Shane Todd, Dave Elliott, Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, Aaron McCann, all went to Rathlin. If you missed it, go check it out. So there you go. That's the plugs over. It was Easter. Did you enjoy yourself? Did you? First of all, let me explain what happened today. We went and collected. I don't even know if I should be saying this out loud. As you well know, Girlfriend Maureen is a makeup artist. You can follow her on stuff. Mobel, makeup, all that shit. We went with her dad, who has all the equipment to transport a container that you would see on a lorry, and we're going to convert it into like a stationary sort of makeup studio. Going to refurb the inside of it. Look it up, it's all over the internet, people are all over it. You know, these lorry containers that you fucking, you know, do up inside. It's all the rage, guys. It's all the rage. It's going to be a fucking full nightmare. But, good times, you know. Did I nearly lose my eye today taking the fucking line out of it? Yes, I did. Okay, so there you go. Was I hungover? Yes, I was. Was it fun? I've had better days, okay? You know, I didn't account for us landing there and the container being filled with fucking dry bags of cement. And by that, you know, obviously cement is dry. I mean ones that have got wet and then hardened. So you're essentially lifting big bricks. Not good times. But anyway, it's going to be super fun. Cool, interesting story, Colin. Why don't you talk about some other equally interesting shit, you dumb bitch? No worries. I bloody will. As I said a minute ago, I'm eating this after my dinner there. And like, I swear to God. People are like, oh, Easter, anytime there's a holiday, it's Easter, and it's hot. First of all, like, don't even fucking get me started on those opening times. I've never really noticed it up until this year, but it's like, yeah, why let everyone off and then not open anything? And by anything, I mean pubs. Just because some fucking dildette decided that... Oh, no, it's the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ's fucking birthday. Really? Why does it move all the fucking time then? Well, you know, it was made up in the first place, so why not just shift about the fucking dates? I don't know why it changes so much. Some fucking old calendar of fucking... Who gives a shit anyway? Who cares? On the third day, he fucking was risen. Or something. Like... Hold on, who's tweeting me here? What the fuck is this shit? Fuck off. Yeah, it's a load of ancient... Like, you cannot... It goes for fucking ISIS, and it also goes for fucking knobheads over here trying to shut shit down. Believe in whatever you want to believe, but do not affect other people's life with it. You know? It's just my belief. Therefore, you're not allowed to go drinking in a pub. Right? Even though I don't go drinking in pubs. You know? I'm at home eating custard creams. Praising the Lord and... Our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. You know? Over some disgusting tea. What the... Who gives a fuck if people are out drinking? They're out drinking because they don't want to go to fucking shitty church or something. Let's go and give thanks to Jesus who died for our sins. Didn't even ask him to die for them, alright? If I'd have said, Jesus, die for my sins. I don't even know what that sentence means, by the way. Will you die for my sins? Huh? Die for my sins? Please? What happens to the sins? Do you stop doing them or something? You know, some sins, let's face it, are fun as fuck. In fact, most sins. What are the seven deadly... Is that how you say it? Seven Deadly Sins. Here we go. It's probably going to bring up some Latvian strip club. Seven Deadly Sins. Here we go. Tell me this shit isn't funny. Huh? Or fun. Where are they? Come on, you fucking bastard.
You fucking bastard, come on.
Here we go. Lust, huh? Tell me it isn't fun to be sitting, you know, in a class with someone with a full steamer hanging out your pocket. Because you've had to just fucking nudge it to the side. Like, you know, like when you watch UFC and they're like, they've caught each other. They're like clenched up, but they're giving each other little tiny rabbit punches. That's what you're doing to your dick to try and beat it down. Because you got to... Tell me that's not fun. Let me look up the definitions of lust. Lust. Strong sexual desire. Oh yeah, it's a terrible sin. Don't be lusting or drinking past 12 on fucking Easter. Sin? What's wrong with that? He knew that his lust for her had returned. Really? When he'd fucking pritstick the front of his boxers? Disgusting! What other sins are there? Gluttony? You're telling me it's a sin, but you tell me gluttony isn't the best crack ever, you know? Talk about gluttony, fuck me. If you could sum up my week in a fucking word. The shit I've put away, fuck me. Gluttony, derived from the Latin glutar, what? Meaning to gulp down or swallow. In Christianity, it is considered a sin if the excessive desire for food causes it to be withheld from the needy. Alright. Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. Withheld from the needy. Here's what's gonna happen. Needy bitches. I'm gonna sit over here and stuff my face. And guess what? You're free to do the same. Greed. Does that fall under gluttony? Let me see. Greed. Let's see the real definition of that. Intense and selfish desire for something. Especially wealth, power, or food. Intense. Great. Well, that there's... Well. I don't know. Depends what you do with your wealth and your power. And your food. But anyway. What else is fun that's a sin? Sloth? Huh? It is a sin to fuck sloths. Is what it says here on the internet. It's deadly sin. Person who falls into dejection will lose interest in life. Laziness. So, in fact, the best day you're going to have, really, is if you cram all this shit together. Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath. What's that? Lick my wrath. Hold on. Wrath. Extreme anger. I mean, you're pretty much describing my day here. Envy and pride. You can't be proud of anything. Don't be proud of anything, you fucking dicks. Greed? Pride. Let me see. Deadly sin. No. A feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements. The achievements of one's closest associates. Or from qualities or possessions that are widely admired. So there you go. A feeling of deep pleasure. The achievements of one's closest associates. I'm proud of you. So you can't be proud. Unbelievable. But seriously, cram all that shit in one day and it's the best Easter ever. You know? Oh, I'm lying here. I've just gluttoned my way through 10 Easter eggs. I'm greedy, so I'll probably have 10 more. Guess what? I'm sloughing about here. I'm not going to move. But it doesn't really matter because I'm just lusting for Quim. And I've got a big fucking steamer here, you know. And then I get envious because someone else is eating a Chinese. And then I'm like, I get a Chinese and I eat the Chinese, okay? On top of the 20 Easter eggs. And I'm quite proud of that fact, okay? But I still have a boner with the lust. So, there you go. Tell me there's not a better day than that. Just squeezing all them sins into one. You know? And then just take a shit, wipe your arse with a Bible. That there's fucking blasphemous, you bastard. I only said it for the crack and attention. So yeah, it was Easter, is what I'm saying to you, roughly speaking. Let me just, I'll describe, speaking of gluttony, here's the lineup of the shit I've put away in the last while. We went down to Belfast, because obviously we live in the sticks now, good times player. We go down to Belfast, girlfriend Maureen meets up with her fucking friends or whatever, I meet up with them shortly after. We go for dinner in Lavery's, like we're not in it fucking enough for the comedy night, we end up in Lavery's. It's like a free ad for them. The food is fantastic. I order, I'm absolutely fucking, at this point, starving to death. Absolutely fucking starving. So, I order this thing, which is a, it's a pulled pork and rib combo. I've ordered it before, it was like a little bowl of pulled pork, and then about 4, 5, 6 ribs. Big meaty ribs, right? And then some sweet potato fries. Good times, you know? I like meat. I like sweet potato fries. Okay. I order that. It comes to the table and I'm like, hold on a second here. This is definitely not the sort of portion that I got last time I ordered this twice. Instead of getting the 4 or 5 ribs, you got full rack. Full motherfucking rack of ribs. Huge. The bowl of pulled pork was like a fucking bowl of stew. It was massive. And then a bowl of chips. I was like, when the fuck did this quadruple in size from the last time I ordered this shit? Anyway, I didn't complain about it. It was like two sort of... I'm going to take a stab in the dark, guys, and say gay, okay? You shouldn't be judging people, Colin. The both of them were like Graham Norton on speed, okay? And the guy was like, if you're not going to eat them, you can just pass them over here. And I was like, fuck you, all right? I'll eat them all, sir. All right. I did that fake sort of like, oh my God, look at the size of this portion. How am I ever going to finish that? I'll fucking tell you how I'm going to finish it. Like a fucking champion. Like a fucking meat soldier. That's what I am. Grin, just grit down, fucking knuckle down and get through this shit. Meat sweats, meat. Fuck that. You think meat sweats are bad? Wait till you get the meat blind, which is when you just start to lose sight in your left eye because your blood is essentially gravy. What's your blood type? Oxo. Move along. So I ate that shit. Just polish it off like it's nothing. Great times. Then, the next day, we obviously stayed there and drank a fair bit. Of course we did. Then we go to fucking... The next day on the way home, down to the sticks again, we stop at the new Apple Greens, right? Which was kind of a bit of a, oh, we may as well check this out. Since we're passing it, need to get petrol. Let's go for something to eat. And it was me, girlfriend Maureen, and her sister. And we go in, and I ended up eating a fucking Chinese. There's a place called Chopsticks. We're all hungover. We're like, yeah, it's only 12 o'clock. Let's get a fucking Chinese. Meanwhile, this place is just a fucking jungle of sadness. It's like there are families on days out to this thing.
Tell you what, it's Easter. Let's go and get a sausage roll from Greg's. All 7 of us in the caravan here.
Ugh. Shouting at each other. Fucking these ones sat behind us. And you're like, she just had this. Do you only see a wee kid who's like a wee fat kid? And you know it's just because the parents are just like, ah, whatever, just give him the Subway, even though he's 5 and it's his favourite food. This guy looked like, if you could imagine like a wee fat 45-year-old, but he was like 6 or 7. It was unbelievable. The whole place, fucking scary.
It's not a Burger King, but it's not in a town. It's at the side of a motorway. That is a novelty. I love it.
Full of fucking lunatic. I couldn't complain because I was one of them, clearly. You know, eating a fucking Chinese, not even 12 hours since I had, you know, enough ribs to fucking just make a vegan want to kill himself. So I had that. Okay, we go home. What happened the next night? Can't remember. Then it rolled over to Saturday. we're, you know, we end up going to fucking Belfast. It was my dad's birthday. We go to a place on the Newton Arch Road called Il Pirata. Seems like I'm doing an ad for it. Whatever. The shit I had in there was embarrassing. You know, everyone's like, can I just get the carbonara and I'll have the fucking rocket salad? And I was like, bitch, give me the fucking... I basically got... Let me tell you something. If you were on the fucking Atkins, it would have been failed. Because I was like, yeah, I'll have this pork sausage and fennel fucking pizza. Whack. Stick that down. Thank you. I'll also have the chicken and fucking... What do you call that shit? It's mashed up olives. Tapenade or something? Tapenade or something? Whatever the fuck it's called. Give me that and the chicken on the piece of bruschetta. So I'm essentially eating a big fucking sandwich and a pizza. And then I ordered this shit, like white bait, which was like wee battered fish, which was just little, just cum chips. That's what they tasted like. Hey, do you want this little, these little things shaped like chips that taste like pure dick? Mm-hmm. Needless to say, didn't really eat them. My dad ate most of them. And then girlfriend Maureen, she got fucking gnocchi, which my fucking sister's now fiance, he's like, what's gnocchi? And I was like, don't ever say that at the age of whatever fucking age you are. Do you not know it? Surely you've walked past that and went, that's a weird word. How do you say that? Gnocchi. What's gnocchi? Oh my God, I'm dying for lasagna. He probably doesn't listen to this podcast. I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast. Because I wouldn't want him to beat me up now, would I? What the fuck's lasagna, huh? What here? What's a spaghetti? 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 Bolognese? Mate, I love Italian food. What's this? A ravioli? 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 Ravioli! Delicious! What is this? Garlic briad? That's just a garlic bread, mate. I know, but I'm feeling Italian. Here's a piranha. I love that beer. Anyway. Oh, Hollyoaks is on in the background here. Fuck me, I haven't seen this in ages. Girl looks like Beth Ditto. What the fuck? Do you remember the day? Sorry to go off on a tangent here. Basically, in a nutshell, I had a whole pile of shit over the fucking weekend. Alright? So there you go. I would hate to be fucking in some sort of slimming world having to go weigh myself in at the minute. Colin, you've managed to put on... You've literally put on 18 pounds since last week. What happened? Just eat meat, really, and don't move a whole pile. I say don't move a whole pile. I've been working out like a fucking savage. Anyway, does anyone remember the days when Hollyoaks is just top to bottom full of fucking absolute rides? Do you remember that shit? Now, have they a fucking transgender teacher now or some shit? You can't even keep up with it. It's fucking mad. Anyway. So that was my food fucking tales of the weekend there. And then of course it was Easter, so we had Easter dinner down at girlfriend Maureen's parents' house. And then they fucking sent us away with more dinner. And it was just like, I'm just gonna die here, I think is what's... Too much meats, bro. Just too many meats. Too many meats. So yeah, it was Easter. By the way, today, did anyone see that hijack story on the fucking news? Some fucking lunatic hijacked a plane. Apparently, they had to land it. Here's the deal. I think they're making a bigger deal of that than it actually was. Because it's obviously more interesting to talk about. Even though, you know, the whole place is fucking just getting bombed stupid, really, isn't it? There was a list of like 8 places went up the other day and they were like, yeah, they seem to only be talking about the Belgian one, but there's been like fucking 8 bombs or something around the world. Pakistan, what's it called, Lahore or whatever. Let's go out celebrate Easter there. Only joking, bomb the life out of it. So these so-called Islamic states, why do they keep saying that? I don't know. Or what are they called? Daesh or something? Who gives a fuck? It's always like somebody screamed something in Arabic, some sort of Arab shit, and then there was gunshots, and then it exploded. with the so-called Islamic State. Why don't you just go, lads, what's your name? What's your wee group's name? It's Islamic State. All right, mate. No sweat. Whatever. So they've been fucking knocking about, and there's been bombs all over the place. No one's been mentioning it. And, of course, the Facebook mafia get after them. Like,
nobody seemed to mention the fucking whatever that were bombed over here. You seem to be very concerned about Belgium being bombed, but you don't give a shit about the people in Africa who recently got bombed the fucking...
It's mad. And just to be honest, you know, I agree with it to a certain extent, but then you see things like this plane hijack, you're like, you're literally trying to whip up terror. It's like, this was, you know, they say at this point they don't know if it's a terror-based attack. No, it actually turns out it's a guy who was trying to free, like, his wife who was in jail in Cyprus or something by making a point by fucking clearly mentally ill. And they're basically trying to just dig out as much dirt on it as they can. Here's what happened. He probably stood up on a plane, said something about a bomb. They go, right, we can't really risk it. We're going to have to land. You know, then the guy just fucking climbs out the window and you're like, or walks down the fucking steps or whatever. And you're like, Jesus Christ, was that it? The guy's just nuts. And they're all like, was he on ISIS? Did he say that he was doing this on behalf of ISIS? Is it a suicide vest? Why do they keep saying suicide bomb? Fair enough, the bomb goes off, he dies too. It's not really a fucking suicide bomb if loads of people fucking die. You know? You don't go, I'm going to commit suicide. How? I'm just going to, basically set fire to myself, run into a school and kill everyone with fire. That's not really a suicide, mate. That's just murder on a huge scale, but you also die. You know what I'm saying? Suicide's more like, you know, I'm going to fucking open a vein in a bath here or some shit. Don't know. Yeah, Colin, talk more about suicide. That's fun, isn't it? Anyway, I was just laughing at the news this morning. It did crack me up.
And does there seem to be any sort of guns knocking about? No, it's just basically a mentalist thinking he can hijack a plane. And I see they're just walking away with him, not really, they're just escorting him out. They're like, yeah, there's about 8 fucking policemen. What do you want? Have they to drag him by the hair? If they send him back to Egypt, he'd probably get his hands cut off and then shot on a fucking football pitch or whatever they do over there.
Oh, it's fucking 3 o'clock shootings, mate. Do you want to come down and watch this cunt get fucking shot? Don't shoot him, that's a bit rough. Aye, right enough, I'll hang him from the fucking crossbar here. Know what I mean?
Look at this shit. Hollyoaks in the background. I'm terribly distracted. This is really bad. It was also, it was Easter. It was also the celebration of the centenary of the Easter Rising. You know, I don't know why I've even stumbled into the territory of bringing this up, being a man who has zero historical fucking facts flying about my head. But yeah, everyone was in Dublin fucking celebrating it, and they were like, today is more of the state celebration and tomorrow is more for the people. In brackets, everyone's getting cunted in the streets. So everyone's walking around fucking celebrating that shit. Interesting or what? Sorry, I had a break there. Yeah, so it was Easter Rising celebrations. It was on the fucking... I had to laugh. You know, I don't really know much about it at all. But what makes me laugh is... just any time you see it reported on the English news. Now, they may well have fucked it up, but it was just so funny the way they were like, today they were celebrating the centenary of the Easter Rising when a bunch of... And they were basically like, a bunch of stupid, useless cunts stormed the GPO in Dublin and tried to overturn whatever, and they failed, so fuck them. just basically shitting on the whole system. Anyway, I don't know much about it. You know, you're probably thinking, Con, you should know your fucking... You should know about your country and all. Listen, here's how I think of it. It just so happens that I'm from here. I don't really give a fuck. Especially when you're surrounded by comedians and stuff who that's mainly all they talk about is fucking whatever the situation's over here. I don't really give a fuck about it. No harm to anybody. But let's move on to more exciting news. It's been nothing but fucking misery, to be honest. These last few weeks got the fucking... You got bombs everywhere. You got fucking... Some wee girl died because a fucking bouncy castle blew away. Talk about your worst nightmare. You know, just when you think you're about to have... You're about to have some serious fun. You know, you get killed by a fucking bouncy castle. Isn't that a nightmare? What an absolute fucking nightmare. Let me get the questions loaded up here. Ba-boom! We'll move on to questions. I know the questions will guide us through this next 25 mins. Because God knows I have nothing to talk about being hungover as a bastard. Let's hit some questions. Michael Jardine, who is your pick for the McGregor fight at UFC 200? Is it legit fucking gonna be Nick Diaz again? Nate Diaz? Fuck me, I get them wrong every time. Let me just double check that. UFC 200 card. Let's do it. You see, a lot of these things say rumored, so it's hard to fucking know here, bitches. Opens as betting favorite over Nate Diaz. Won their welterweight rematch. What do you mean by that question? Who's your pick for the McGregor fight? As in, who do I think they're going to pick for a fight? Or who do you think is going to win out of him and Nate Diaz? I'll be honest, if they fight at fucking welterweight... Welterweight? If they fight at welterweight again, I think that's not a great idea. Considering Nate Diaz isn't even a fucking welterweight. So, if they were going to fight at lightweight, I'm not even sure if that's a good idea either. Because, oh, I feel like I've heard, and I've heard people talk about this, and I've talked about it far too much. There's a chance he could fuck it. Like, if Nate Diaz gets a full camp, and he's the correct weight, and he's not injured, you know what I mean? It's like, you might fucking beat him again. You know what I'm saying? The two of them are big. Or no, that didn't make sense. He's still going to be bigger than him at 155. I don't know. It's madness. Is it good for McGregor's career? The thing is, he still has that belt, so he still has something to cling on to if he loses again. I'm not sure, really, if there needs to be another fight, to be perfectly honest. He got fucking... I don't know. But the thing is, he goes back down to 145. Who's he got waiting on him? Like, Aldo. Although he got knocked out with one punch. You know, if he's not as fucking emotional this time, he might be dangerous too. You know? Chad Mendes with a full training camp's pretty dangerous. Frankie Edgar is a fucking nightmare. So he's got nothing but just fucking nightmare after nightmare on his way. So, I don't know. Holloway too, that might be a good fight. Play it safe. Dave Shaw, as a fellow food connoisseur / overweight man, how dare you? Dave Shaw, fellow food what makes you think that I know anything about food? Ha ha! That's a joke. What's your favourite barbecued meat? Do you mean like in a proper American smoked barbecue type way? In which case, I would eat a fucking tramp's dick if you smoked it. I'm a If you can get beef short ribs anywhere, they're the best and better than everything. Brisket's decent. What other smoked shit is there? Pulled pork, whatever. Who gives a fuck? I feel like I've been making that shit since it was branded pulled pork. And everyone's like, I love pulled pork. No, you don't. You like barbecue sauce with a bit of stringy shite in it. You fucking idiots. There's a girl in Hollyoaks right now would get absolutely piped. Doop, 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 doop. Oh dear, look at her. Crying and all. Crazy bitch. Oh, see her asshole there nearly. Dirt. But if you're talking about slow cooked meats, right? See if you get beef shin and put it in a slow cooker and throw a load of fucking chipotle paste and all that sort of garlicky fucking chili, whatever other bollocks you want to put in it to make it deep and rich. You can throw a tin of Guinness in there. You know, makes a lovely little stock. See slow cooked beef shin. Now, you do have to buy like 6 ton of it because it cooks away down to nothing. You also have to cook it for about 14 weeks. But if you're talking slow cooked fucking meats, Jesus Christ, it's the best. It's the best by far. That's why people eat like beef cheek and all that stupid shit. It's amazing. Gaffer Cross, what's the best for NI? What's the best for NI footy anthem? Your one with the specs from The Voice or Mickey Marley's fucking roundabout? Mate, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Northern Irish football anthem? I wouldn't have a clue. I'm afraid. Mr. Cross, I just can't bring myself to give a shit. That is rude. I just don't know about it, mate. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. Aidan Gilroy, how do you stop brain injuries in boxing /MMA? This shit is getting ridiculous. You can't really. I mean, it's going to happen to a certain extent to some people because that's the nature of it. You know what I mean? You're trying to hurt the person. Most of the fighters kind of know what they're getting themselves in for. But yeah, like Eubank Jr. fought that guy at the weekend there and they had to put him in a fucking induced coma to let his brain heal. It's pretty rough shit. But I mean, that's 100% the ref's problem, I would say, because he was getting his absolute shit kicked in. I mean, there's a lot of MMA fights where people go, oh, that might have been stopped early. But if you get hit and your fucking eyes roll back and you fall on your back, it's over. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what are you going to do? Let the guy fall on top of you and beat the flying fuck out of you while you're not even conscious, really? That's where you get the real brain damage. It's, you know, I don't know. But then, let me tell you this, Aiden. It's not just those two things. Like, I haven't watched a rugby match in, I don't watch a lot of rugby, but the small amount I do watch, there's always people getting knocked out. Just people getting knocked out. The worst one ever, and I can't remember the exact match, but George North, who plays for Wales, basically got knocked out twice in the one fucking match. You get knocked out once, and as you well know, once you get knocked out heavily, it's pretty fucking easy to get knocked out after that because your brain sort of remembers it and goes, oh, don't like this, shuts down. And he got knocked out, and I swear to God, the second one was like he got nudged on the chin and he fucking just collapsed to the floor. And you're like, that cunt is gonna be a complete vegetable by the time he's like 30. Because he's young as fuck, he's probably only about 24 or 5. Absolute freak athlete, but when your brain's like Weetabix, what, you know, where do you go from there? I mean, would it be a bad move to just make sort of scrum caps and make everyone wear them in rugby? Don't know, because you can still get pretty heavy fucking head impact with a helmet on, you know? You can still get knocked out on a fucking motorbike falling off, all that shit. What do you do about it? I think they just need to step in and really figure out how to referee that shit. You know, if a guy's getting repeatedly smacked in the head, Maybe there's a count. Maybe it's like, you know, if you're getting, I don't know. It's not, it's hard to fucking just start making your rules up, but it's like, you know, if you get hit, fuck, look, listen to me trying to make this shit up. Is it like if you get hit fucking 10 times unanswered in a round, then it's over? So I don't know. It's hard to know. And also, on an individual basis, some people take it well and some people don't. You know, some people can get knocked out and come back and it didn't faze them. But then there's other people who can get knocked out and every time they fucking sneeze from then on, they're unconscious. But at the same time, these people, they sort of know what they're getting themselves in for. So what can you do? You can't really stop someone going to play professional rugby or anything like that, can you? I don't know. Interesting question. I imagine the brain injuries in boxing are worse because it's mainly strikes to the head. You know, you could train for an MMA match, which in itself is tough, but you could turn up on the night. Someone could just take you down, pass your guard, and choke you. And you'd be fine, and he'd be fine, but you just tapped out, and he won. And that was it. No one gets fucking brain damage. No one's forgetting about what their kids' names are and all that shit. Anyway, strange. Boots. Just a guy called Boots. Here, mate. What's your name? Boots. Aye. Davy Boots or something? Nah, just Boots, mate. Boots McBoots. Worst/most awkward ringtones to go off in public. Don't really know. If you're still rocking the Nokia fucking, then it's time to move on from that shit. There's Eubank on the telly. My son basically beat the shit. Most embarrassing ringtone? I don't know. If it was like that Peaches one, where it's like, sucking on my titties, like, you can't even change a fucking ringtone on an iPhone, can you? Piece of plastic bollocks. Chris McCulloch, what's the weirdest thing you've been bitten by? Had my first leech at the weekend. Good man. Did you place it on your dickhead? I'm joking. It's weird, because I used to have snakes. Real talk. I used to have 2 snakes when I was younger. One on my pants, one on a tank, you know what I'm saying? They're my dick snake, my treasure snake, and all. My one-eyed fucking dick. I never got bit by one, actually, which is weird. I was at a mate's house. He had a lizard. It nearly bit me in the fucking thumb. I was like, fuck that, sir. Bitten by anything weird. Hamster bit me, and I just flung it across the room. Not deliberately, just kind of as a reaction. I went, ugh! And it just flung it across the room. Nothing as weird as a leech. Although I think you're fine with a leech, aren't you? It just kind of cleans your skin out. Or blood, or I don't know what the fuck it does. Do you ever see when people get like injuries? And they, you know, it's like an infected wound and they just fill it full of fucking maggots. Do you ever see that? And it's supposed to clean it out, even though it looks absolutely disgusting. Gross! Chris Reezy. Why do the media keep saying so-called ISIS? Call it as it is, and that's Al-Qaeda with a new name. I mean, there's a million fucking... There's Al-Qaeda, there's ISIS, there's Boko Haram, there's fucking... What was that name I said earlier? Like Daesh? Was it Daesh or what the fuck is it? Which is apparently what ISIS call themselves. There's too many of them, but essentially they're all the same thing. You know, Islamic extremists. What should they call that? Like, Islamic-based mentalers? I don't know. Why don't they call them what they are? Well, I mean, they're just fucking... They're, like, either thick or fucking brainwashed. And, like... I just don't know how you could be talked into being a fucking murderer. Do you ever have any murderous thoughts? Nah, mate. Cool, do you want to join ISIS? Oh, what do you do? Go over there and behead that guy. Excuse me? Befriend him? No, behead him. Behead him. Hurry up. This cunt's filming it on a fucking GoPro here. So-called ISIS, I know. The so-called fucking ISIS, what are they like? Chris Belfast Barbad. Yod! Where are we here? Oh, General Banter Podcast, Rathlin. Good shit. Cheers, mate. I'm going to like that. These aren't really questions, but I'm going to read it out loud because I fucking just love licking my own balls. Stuart Bamford, Colin Geddes is the funniest person on Snapchat. There you go. You've heard it from the Bamford maestro himself. Follow me on Snapchat for real. Breaking UFC 200, Conor McGregor versus Barry the Blender. And then he's put a link to I Am Fighter. That's embarrassing. I don't even know if I've watched this in quite some time. That is embarrassing. It's amazing how much camera technology has come along, because Jesus Christ, that needs some major work there. All right, let's hit these Facebook questions. Sorry if I just basically struggled through those Twitter questions. Fuck me. Owen Austin, let's do this. Would you rather have a dick the size of a pool cue or a pool cue the size of a dick? What the fuck sort of question is that? I would just have a pool cue the size of a dick and just leave it in a room somewhere and not ever touch it. Why do I need... You know, it's not like I'm a professional pool player. And I'm like, oh no, now I can't play pool. Seeing that all my fucking cues are little tiny dicks. Shut your fucking life out, Owen. Although a dick is size of, like, is it the same dimensions? As in, it's really pointy and you have to chalk the end of it before you bang someone? Only joking, that's a joke now. Dylan O'Neill, thoughts on Josh Homme? Everyone says Josh Homme, don't they? But it's like Josh Homme, Queens of Stone Age. Working with Iggy Pop and the Arctic Monkeys, Matt Helders, for Iggy Pop's potential last album. I would say I'll definitely listen to it. Let me just see if there's any stuff up. Josh Homme, Iggy Pop. Let's see if there's any fuck... Oh, you fucking nightmare. Let's see if there's any... Oh, come on, internet. Let me see if there's any... Oh, no, not more Am Fighter. Fuck up. Josh Homme, Iggy Pop. Ding, 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 ding. That's actually the band Jet. Iggy Pop. Yeah, well, he did an album with him, did he not? Post-pop depression. Iggy Pop, Break Into Your Heart. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did an album with him there, Dylan. Post-pop depression. There's a tune there. I would need to fucking give that a proper listen. But on first impressions, not my mug of pish. Josh from Queens of Stone Age has an element of, like, the sort of, like, Jack White's to him, where it's like, you can't even subtly blend into the background. Like, that sounds like a fucking shit Queens of Stone Age song. There's a picture of him there holding Iggy Pop's hand, and he's a giant, giant, giant Viking of a man, holding what looks like Jennifer Aniston on heroin's hand. Fair play, although I'm slagging him. A huge Stooges fan, so. Suck my balls. Fucking phone's going ballistic over there. Is it possible the Jolly Green Giant's pubes are just broccoli? Tell you what, Stuart, good question. It probably is, aye. Jesus Christ. Green Giant? Did he not make sweet corn? Yellow Giant? Asshole. Dolores Gallagher, can you do one of them Snapchat videos with Gary Henderson? Would be so funny. I mean the character, not that it's a real person. I'm sure I could, yeah. It's went from a bit of crack to like people going like, here's what you should do, here's suggestions, definitely do this, do more of that. And you're like, bro, it's Snapchat, can you give me a fucking break here? Oh, your Snapchat stuff's really funny. It's only Snapchat. You know what I mean? Where's my fucking TV show, assholes? Nathan Conthelia, burritos or quesadillas? Probably burritos, I suppose. You can get it all in one go, can't you? Instead of fucking, like a wee cheese toastie. Tony Thompson, you were at my work the other day. I was going to do a rat about you. Your work is brilliant. Where's your work, mate? Tell me. Worst place you've been held hostage by Uranus and had to shite uncomfortably. Christopher Conway. Every fucking waking moment of my life is awkwardly being held hostage by my asshole. Where have I shat and it was very inappropriate? I mean, you go to the fringe. You go to the fucking Edinburgh Fringe there. You take some scary shits, like. You know, because basically they make venues out of anything. They'll just turn some place into a venue, even though it's like a wee small thing. And you know, they makeshift toilets and all, and you end up taking some confined shits, you know. Brutal. I don't think I've ever shit outside. I mean, I've told the story a million times on this about going camping with girlfriend Maureen's family, and they were staying in a big camper van, so that was where the toilet was for the weekend. But I remember like just drinking a lot and eating some very dodgy seafood and waking up in the morning desperate for a shit. And I'm not gonna knock the door of the fucking like big RV thing and be like, "Hi guys, put your fingers in your ears there, because I'm about to shit my life away in this tiny toilet, and the only thing separating us is a piece of laminate wood. Morning!" Just hell erupts from Uranus. So I was like, tell you what I'm going to do, it's 5 in the morning, it's daylight, there's 2 deers. What? Yeah, 2 stags, don't even worry about it, just take the dog down to the beach and have a shite behind some rocks. And that's what I did, because I'm a champion. Woo! Well, obviously, what's the crack with the 100th anniversary of 1916? Well, I don't know what the crack is with it. It happened and they are celebrating it. You know, did it do anything? I don't know what it did. I need to read up on it. Bill Smith, best characters in Always Sunny. I mean, they're all fucking pretty brilliant, like. Frank, you can't beat Frank, like. Frank and Charlie could have their own show, I feel. 24 minutes, let's crack on with this shit. Any gigs in Cork? Do you think there'll be a terror attack in Ireland? What's your favourite thing as a kid? Who would win an arm wrestle? Out of ye? That's from Andrew Buckley. Who would win an arm wrestle? Out of who? I don't know. What's your favourite thing as a kid? Literally just like football. That was it. Liked playing it a lot. Do you think there'll be a terror attack in Ireland? I'm sure there's been plenty of terrorist attacks over here. Don't know. I'm sure people would get super angry over here. Get the fucking right the fuck. Any gigs in Cork? None planned. I would love to do a gig in Cork. I remember I was in talks with a guy from City Limits, and then that kind of just fucking didn't come to fruition, but whatever. All right, let's roll on. When's your next non-Wednesday Belfast gig? The next one is this Saturday at fucking the Book Reserve. 12 quid in, bring your own booze. What are the rest of the questions? Carl Ward, did you ever watch any of Gary Shandling's comedy growing up? Not when I was growing up. I watched it when I was growing up. You know, I don't know if I had access to it when I was younger, but Gary Shandling's show and all that, I did watch when I was probably about 23 or 4. So there you go. Who sings the song at the end of your Rafflin video? Good question. The original, I believe, is by The Boggs, and it's called Plant Me a Rose. This is what it sounds like. Here you go. Here you go. Tension. Fucking play. It's a very old recording. Anyway, I'm not going to play that version because it's done in such a way where it sounds like a fucking 1920s blues recording. The song is, it was The Boggs, Plant Me a Rose or something it's called. And it was covered by Johnny Black from the band La Faro. N.I. Rock Giants. But yeah, they covered that and it's fucking delicious. I'll play his out on it. It's a lovely cover. In fact, it has 547 views on YouTube, which is a fucking sin. I'm gonna have, actually, I tell you what's a sin, the fact that I used it and didn't credit it in the video. I'm gonna have to change that immediately, with immediate effect, sorry guys. But I've always tried to use Northern Irish bands music to try and push it a bit, whether they like it or not. That's what I'm like. I'm like, I'm going to fucking use your music and hopefully people hear it who never heard it, you bastards. So there you go. So there you go, Steve Hughes, that's who it was. Johnny Black. And the title of his is Please Let It Grow My Grave. And it's on the Bandwidth channel. Bandwidth, I believe, make music videos. Great stuff. Lovely little vids. So check it out, the fuck. Cormac Hart, why do you not mention this picture on a daily basis and just hand out posters of it to strangers? I would have it painted onto my kitchen ceiling. Sistine Chapel job. Unbelievable. The photo is was taken a while ago. And it was basically the place where I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is SBG Belfast, which was initially called Maeda Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Belfast, which was upstairs in Centaur Gym, Belfast. And we used to train in this tiny little fucking room. And now it's a full floor on the floor below, all kitted out, full gym, heavy bags, loads of space to roll. It's brilliant now. But one of the first seminars that took place at the old place was John Kavanagh, who is head of SBG Ireland, Conor McGregor's coach, all that shit. He did a seminar, and there's a photo of me pretending to choke him out, which was funny. And what was even more nice was the fact that he kind of knew who I was, which gave me a huge big old fucking boner. Because you love that, don't you? You love when someone's like, are you the guy that does the thing? And you're like, what do you mean, am I the guy that does the thing? You're the guy that does, oh my god. And just fucking suck dick fist. But yeah, very wise man. Nice guy. Very smart. Is smart and wise the same thing? You'll be called neither of them ever, Colin. How about that? Final question. Paul Ferguson. I purposely left this one to the end. Let's see how it goes. Why are the vast majority of Northern Irish comedy shows aired on the BBC or UTV fucking terrible? Revolving only around jokes and sketches derived from the legacy of the Troubles? You've bound to have had conversations with some of the TV crowd in NI. Are they all dicks or something? Whew, deep breath. Are they all dicks? Not really. Are they incompetent? Probably. Here's the deal. If you get a job in-house at BBC or UTV, I've tried to explain this before. If I wrote Always Sunny in Philadelphia and I walked into the BBC NI and said, here you go, here's season one of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, what do you think of that? They would go, oh, well, we think it's all right. However, there's just no place for it at the minute. And you would go, yeah, but that's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's fucking brilliant. You could have 11 seasons of pure genius out of that. And they're like, yeah, but it's just not what we're looking for right now. That's their attitude. They're like, they're not looking for anything until they need a gap to fill. So you go to a fucking pitch meeting and they go, yeah, we're looking for it. This is what they do. They basically go, well, we've seen that Channel 4 have done a show and it's this way and we would just like to copy that. So let's, I've been to meetings where they've went, we're looking for the Northern Irish Big Bang Theory. And you're like, are you fucking out of your mind? You fucking stupid bitch. I've heard conversations like that, but that's what they do. They're given a brief because there's a gap in the market. They're like, oh yeah, we need a fucking panel show. And then what do? Do they come up with a new panel show? Or do they just put on, you know, the same shit? Here's another blame game. You know, it's just easy to do. So that's what they do. And anything that they take a risk on, like any new stuff, for example, like Late License, instead of going, let's take some guys in Northern Ireland who are like doing some stuff, right? Let's let them have a bit of free reign and then we sort of put it together. Even, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but they'll let you do that shit, but it won't fucking go anywhere. They're not willing to pay anyone properly. They're not willing to fucking push it and actually get a bit of hype around something so that it actually gets watched. They just go, the gap in the schedule was to make some fucking, you know, experimental comedy. And the word experimental is basically a fucking cop-out, as in, we tried some stuff and maybe it's funny, maybe it's not. But it's like, they wouldn't even fucking promote the thing properly so that people actually watch it. They go, there you go, there's the gap filled. It's filled, let's move on. Instead of going, why don't we just try and make something that's really popular, that everyone likes, and they want to make it again? Because they don't give a fuck, because they're getting paid anyway. And it's a fucking shithole, the BBC in Northern Ireland. And I'd like to think that I probably, hopefully, don't have to work for them ever again. Unless they pay you anything more than fucking Nike sweatshop money. Anyway, so there you go, Paul. It's a pile of shit, but it's not the only thing you can watch. Don't worry about it. Just watch Netflix and ignore Northern Irish comedy shows. Okay. Great times. One more time, the gigs this week are the first in Warm Point, then the second in fucking the Book Reserve Belfast. You can contact their Facebook, The Book Reserve. Get a ticket for £12. Bring your own booze. Get shit-faced. Seems like dear for a ticket, but it's actually fucking, it's about right, to be honest. It works itself out when you're bringing your own drink, boys, rather than going a night on the piss. Now, what else is there? 6th, next Wednesday, Lavery's Comedy Club, the General Banter Live podcast. Get to it, because it's fucking good shit. Also, Lavery's Comedy Club, or what? Yeah, get a General Banter t-shirt, sorry, colingettis.com. We've got a small batch of mediums back in. Get on it, get a fucking t-shirt, support the podcast. Free delivery, free stickers, bitch. And check out the vlog, follow me on Snapchat, and that's about it, guys. Gonna go now. Sorry I talked so much shit for so long there. Cheers for listening once again, and I'll speak to you next time. Holler! Check out this song. It'll bring a tear to a fucking dick. Boom. Oh, broke it.
When I'm done with this program, plant me a rose. Please let it grow in my grave as I rest. Oh, at last I'm being gone home. As I lay there down beneath my rose, don't you shed one tear for the life I've led. Oh, at last I'll be among friends. It's been a long life, a long way filled with despair. Many a treasury befallen me. Oh, at last I'll be going home. In the next world I'm sure to find me some peace. There will be no one to take advantage of me. Oh, at last I'll be among friends.
See you next time.